right. I think it's obvious that there's a major concern about what happens on Purim. Unfortunately, it's an observance which carries with it sakona. I'm not sure whether it has to, because I'm not sure that that has to be the observance, but that's unfortunately what often happens. Sakona is a very serious thing. Sakanto chamira meyisura. So in that vein, I'd like to try to reach out and see if we can't find some point to grab onto that might be helpful in motivating some form of moderation. Someone pointed out in the piyut that we say after the Megillah at night, Asher Heini Atzas Goyim, is talking about Homon and Dima Benafshe Lilkoid, Homon Hodia Evas Havoisov, Ve'eres Sinas Achem Labonim, and then we come and say it as follows, Homon Loizocha Rachmei Shoul. Homon didn't remember the history. His great-great-great-grandfather, Agag, was spared for a day by Shaul, who had Rachmonas. Shaul was commanded to destroy all of Amalek, and he had Rachmonas on the Melech, and he let him live until Shmuel came and corrected the Avla. It was a mistake. That night, he impregnated some Shifcha, some woman, and Amalek continued to exist. Homon descended from that union. And we come to Homon in the midst of all his rishis and his program la hashmid la regula abe des kola yehudim minarva zokein taf venoshim beyom echod, and we say Homon lo zocha rachmei Shaul, you didn't remember the rachmonis that Shaul had on your grandfather, ki bechem losoy al Agag noilad oyev, because of his rachmonis on Agag, your grandfather, that's how you came about. Very bizarre, talking to the incarnation of evil in a magnitude that's unimaginable. Maybe we have in the previous generation something similar to that, but imagine that. And to such a person you say, hey, you didn't remember, you know, where's your sensitivity? Where's your hakoras hatoiv? Where's your menschlichkeit? You didn't remember the rachmonis that Shaul had, and because of that you're alive today? But it seems that it goes even further. Because I'll ask you a question. How do you know he didn't remember it? Maybe he remembered it. How do we say, V'loi Zohar? Maybe he remembered, yeah, these Jews, Kaka, their Shaul, their king was very nice, had Rachmanis on my great-grandfather, and now I'm alive today, and Afu Pikein, Lahashmid Largul Abe. I'm afraid to say it, but it seems that that could have made a difference. That had he remembered it, we wouldn't have the same Homon. So not only can we mourn from such a person that he didn't remember such a thing, and he could be expected to have such a memory and to be sensitive to it and to feel the Hakoras HaToyev and to have some shaychis to that sensitivity, but it would seem that had he remembered, then things might have been different. It would have affected him in some way, and maybe it's only from the fact that he was what he was and had such a commitment to this evil that we know v'loi zochar rachmei Shaul. It seems that no matter how decadent, how lowly, how evil a person is, a person was created, B'tzelem Elokim, even Mizera Shel Amolek, can be affected by sensitivity. That Tzelem Elokim is never completely lost. There's some point of access, there's some way that we can reach that person and make a difference. Truth of the matter is that we find with Esav the same thing. The Ralbag points out that when Yaakov and Esav were meeting, when Esav came to prevent him from coming back to Eretz Yisrael, he came with his army, whatever. So Yaakov was concerned, says Vayiro Yaakov, he was afraid, whatever the pshat in that is. And he says that, and he prepares, and he sends a delegation to Esav, and he says, I'm sending you Tzoyinu Bokor, Im Lovon Garti, I was with Lovon, he brings him up to date, and the Ralbag says, if you wish to melt the heart of a mortal enemy, then the way you do it is by showing friendship. You show, hey, I was with Lovon, my dear brother, and I had Tzoyinu Bokor, and I'm sending you a little bit of gifts, and if you think about it, it's pelodic, because first of all, what did he tell him? He didn't tell him deep, dark secrets. And he didn't give him, say he was a rich man. Esav had so much. He says, Yeshli Rav, he doesn't need anything from you. But he sent him a couple of gifts, and he shared with him some information. And he showed him a little bit of positive feeling. Ay, Lamaisa, Esav held that Yaakov fooled him already twice before. Maybe now he's also he's scared. I'm coming with an army. He's afraid. So he fools him. So why does he believe it? It seems that the human being is so sensitive, such a human being, such an Esav. Esav is the progenitor of Amalek, the grandson of Amalek, and continued that tradition. It created a choy kateva chazal say Esav sein el Yaakov. And yet such a sinner in such a person could possibly be melted by the possibility that maybe you're telling the truth. Maybe you really care for me. Maybe it's a true sign of friendship. Maybe not. Maybe you're fooling me again. But maybe it is, and that would be enough to melt such a resistance. It seems that the human being, no matter how decadent and how evil and how hardened with hatred his heart is, there is a point of penetration. There are those sensitivities that never cease to exist, and they can be reached. So I was thinking just to mention, as mentioned many times, the Rambam, the end of Hilchus Megillah, he says, "Mutav la'odam laharbis matonas levyoinu min laharbis besudosoi uvishaloach monas l'reyov." Says it's better to be marbe, if you have some extra money in matonas levyoinim, than it is in suda and shalach monas. She'ein simcha gedoyla umafu'oro ela l'sameach lev aniyim v'yisoyimim v'almonis v'gerim. There is no simcha that's greater, that's more glorious than to rejoice the hearts of yisoyimim, almonis, egerim, aniyim. Why? She'amesameach lev umlolim ho'elu, because one who rejoices the hearts of these pained and downtrodden people, deme l'shchino, is comparable to the shchino she'nemar, because what he's doing is, he's doing an act which compares him to the Shechina. That's what Hashem does. He's Machaya Ruach Shfolim, Machaya Lev Nidkoim, and that's what he's doing. And Memela, that's the greatest. She'ein Shom Simcha Gedoyla Umufu'ora El Sameach Lev Aniyim. This is the greatest source of Simcha. So he's going to have more Simcha from that than he would have from Shalach Monos, is a certain Simcha. Suda is a certain simcha. Certainly the drinking is a certain simcha, but the ultimate simcha comes from this. And it occurred to me that it's very strange. If the Indian seems to be that you want to have simchas purim, it's not a question of a life of simcha, it's not a question of feeling good for the rest of my life, it's not a question of feeling uplifted and validated, and therefore when I act in ways that are doyme l'shchina, I feel good about myself, I connect with my tzelem elokim, I appreciate myself. It's talking about Poshet Simchas Purim. It's a day of Simcha. What's going to bring the maximum Simcha? It seems that an act of, because he says, Mutav laharbeis b'matonas lev yoinim. If I'm doing extra, more matonas lev yoinim than the other things. because that's going to make a difference today. I made a few more yesoimim and almonas. I made a few more umlolim happy. That is going to spell, not in the eventual development of my self-image and the validation of my tzelem elikim, and now I feel like I'm emulating Hashem and I feel connected to Hashem, and memela, it's an uplifting feeling. Today, the simcha that one can derive from doing these things, from doing good, from feeling good, from helping others to feel good, that can bring about a simcha b'shas maisa, l'eis ato, more than these other things could bring. Most of us would say that we don't see it exactly that way. You know, we live in a society where it's the quick fix, it's the instant, it's the superficial, it's the material, it's these are the things that we focus on. And sometimes it's hard for us to identify with these more sophisticated feelings. But it seems clear from the Rambam that the reality is that we have the capacity to feel simcha b'shas doing acts of hatova, which are making others happy, in a greater dimension than anything that the friendships of Shalach Monas or the pleasures of Suda, or I dare say, I'm sure it's included, because it is included in the Suda, the union of drinking. This can bring more. That's what we're taught. That's what the Rambam says. And since we know that the Tzelem Elokim has infinite potential, look at Haman's potential that he had. Look at Esav's potential that he had. So we too have that potential to identify with that. That having been said, maybe we should think more about the sensitivity of what can happen if we're not careful enough. You know, if Haman could identify with Shol Sharichim al Agag, we have to identify with our parents who brought us into this world, and the possible tsar that we cause if things happen that are dangerous or damaging to us. If you ask the Hatzolah people, they'll tell you that a Purim never goes by without near-death experiences. I'm sure in a broader sense, they're probably more than that. But certainly they'll tell you that they have calls all day long, and some of them extremely serious, because it's hard to know your limits. People miscalculate. People remember previous experiences. They don't measure how much food they had then and how much water and other fluids they had in their system and what conditions were different, and maybe even the weather outside and other things makes a difference. And it's hard to judge. And sometimes we miscalculate. That's one. Secondly, sometimes when we get too involved in the drinking, we don't notice that some of our friends are doing even worse. And sometimes we even encourage them. We do it together. It's not too much fun to do it by yourself. And one eggs on the other one, so to speak. And so there, too, is an opportunity for chesed and for sensitivity, you know, not to hurt somebody else. If Chazal were mevatel the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar on Rosh Hashanah, when it comes out on Shabbos, l'chol adoros, because of the possibility that might happen a number of times, how many times is it going to happen that somebody will find a shofar b'shus harabim, not to carry mirshus l'rshus, Tosfos says, that they wouldn't forget, and walk down l'ramas b'shus harabim to go to a chochem to teach him how to blow the shofar, and might be mechal Shabbos. And for that, l'chol adoros, when mevatel tkiyah shofar, which is the greatest schus that Klal Yisrael has on Rosh Hashanah, mevatel it because we feel that sense of arvus, we feel that sense of responsibility to every member of Klal Yisrael in all the generations, and therefore we give up. We all forego such a, we're instructed to forego such a schus. You know, the same thing could apply over here, that maybe we should all be careful, because there might be some people that won't be careful, and they might just be the ones who could really be hurt by it. It seems to be poshut, although many people want to be mefakpik and mefalpil differently, that the ikar inyan of drinking is during the suda. It helps a lot too, because if you have food, it's easier to tolerate what you have. It seems it is not limited just to wine. I know there was some kind of a statement once that that's, it seems wine is preferable. It's not, the mitzvah may not be limited to wine, but it's certainly wiser to try to deal with wine and with a limited amount than it is to start with the hard alcohol, which has much more devastating effects. It certainly is less dangerous in the Suda because you're in somewhat of a contained atmosphere, not when during the day and you might decide you're okay, and you're going to drive, and you're going to this, and you're going to that. All these things, I mean, I know I don't have to remind anybody. Well, maybe we need to be reminded, but certainly things that we know. But we really have to be very, very careful. Especially, we're going to have the Suda here. We would like this building to continue to serve us for a little bit longer, at least. And we wouldn't want to have any damage. I'm not sure yet how damage is even fixed on this operation. I don't know. It's not the traditional drywall, and I don't know really what that is. So from all points of view and all considerations, I guess it's a bakosha shtucha, that please, the Mishnah Berurah is clear that all one has to do is drink a little bit more than he normally does. Maybe a lot, I don't know. But and then to be a little bit sleepy, and he's falling asleep, and it doesn't mean you went to sleep for the night, you know, it gets a little bit, and he's yoytze l'chol adeyas, and truth of the matter is that if we're looking for chumras, maybe there are other places to start. You know? So all of a sudden, on Purim, we choose the to make sure to be medaktik 150%. But whatever it is, there's great sakona involved, and everybody is precious. And it seems that if we think about these thoughts, Godless Odom, the Tzelem Elikim, and that's sometimes very mevuzah when a person gets drunk. Very mevuzah. Puts himself in compromising positions and says things that he never would have wanted to say. Certainly, we have the ability to remember that, and when we remember that, if Homon's memory could have affected him, certainly those memories could give us a sense of Akoras HaToiv and not put ourselves in a dangerous situation. And b'chlal, there's so much that can be achieved with a moderate release of the inhibition rather than a breakdown or a closing of the systems that don't even work anymore. So please keep that in mind. Drinking should be kept to the Suda, should be with moderation. Please give your keys to somebody else if you're drinking. And stick to wine. It does less damage. Make sure you're not on an empty stomach. Drink a lot of water. And for anyone who is afraid of the terrible avera of not getting drunk on Purim, should be put at ease that the Mishnah Berurah does say clearly that if a person is going to come to any zilzul in a brocha, in an asher yotzar, in a birchas hamozein, a kol shekein, in a bar nefoshes, in anything, that the whole thing is not kedai. So maybe with these thoughts in mind, maybe we'll have rachmonis on ourselves and on our parents and on each other, hopefully be able to enjoy the Purim without hurting anyone, including ourselves.
Which one the Bureau of Local also says, I think.